Good morning to everyone. I would like to welcome everybody to this 3 or 4 day training on geographic information systems. So this training will be is being conducted by Endangered Species International in partnership with Palawan State University. And the training will be done starting today, January 10 until January 13. Yeah, 13. But the training will be only for, let's say, about 3 days. And then on the final day, we'll have a half day, sort of like an exam, okay, so that we can just assess what we learned for the training. And then we'll be doing much of the training here. And then we'll be using, we'll be having one computer each for the training. Okay, so this is going to be the first module for it. So I'll just give you a brief overview of what we're going to do for the for this training. And then does everybody have a copy of the manual and the CD? Everybody has one? Okay, good. So you can just follow the, there's a, on the second page, there's a design there. So about the content of the training and then the schedule. So we'll be discussing more of that later on as I we advance in the presentation. And then the manual, you can write on it, it's yours. And then there's a CD also, I'll be explaining later. And then the manual has the modules, the content of the presentation. So everything is there. So what you see here will be also there, and then you can write your notes, and then the exercises will be done, are also there in the manual. Okay, so the objectives of this training, so at the end of the course, we would like to have been oriented, or we have learned the fundamental concept of what a GIS is, or what geographic information systems are. So, and then after that, we're going to apply that, or we're going to use some basic tools. Let's say ArcView.js is one of the software used for GIS, and then we're going to learn how to use that. Okay, and then throughout the training, we will be discussing a GIS in the context of conservation of the Philippine forest turtle. So that would mean not all of our examples would be about it, but we would like to apply GIS in what you want, on how you want to use it. Let's say in the conservation of, in your project with Endangered Species International. So we would like to apply it to, let's say, the conservation of the Philippine forest turtle, or say conservation of habitats, or the conservation of other wildlife species. Okay. So, so what will be, we will be using, say, lectures, definitely. We'll be discussing, so if you have any questions, just feel free to just raise your questions, and then so that we can discuss them. I'll try to answer them as much as I can. We'll be having exercises at the end of every module so that we can, after the theory, we can also practice the theory, so we're going to be applying them. And then on the last day, on the 13th, we're going to be having a practical exam, so... So, the design of the training is we have about 12 participants, okay? Most of the participants will be coming from Palawan State University, with the exception of one who is still coming from, as Pierre explained earlier. So most of us are here are a BS Biology or Environmental Science or Forestry graduates, so courses related to the sciences, okay? And then students, graduates, or even faculty. So I would like to know, aside from them, sino pa yung, who else are the faculty here? Anyone? Okay. So, and then everybody is involved in the Philippine Forest Turtle Project. Yes. Mostly. Okay. And then. Most of us have no background on GIS, or if there is, it's very minimal, or we still have to review them. So way back in during the days in our college, maybe, so we learned it, but since there was really a lack of, you know, time and practice, so just have to refine or review topics. Okay. So I am Don Dialban, and as Pierre mentioned a while ago, I've been working in, I've been a graduate of UP, Diliman, batch of 2000, and I did not have any background on environment before because I'm an engineering graduate, but my work in conservation applying GIS and has allowed me to, you know, be involved in conservation work. So, and that is also my passion right now. And I've also worked with Haribon, and right now I'm working with Flora and Fauna International. So, this is our indicative schedule. Ray, can you see it from here? From there? Can you see it? Yeah. So for day one, so during the AM, so we have the preliminary, so we're done with the opening remarks, registration, and arrival. Then we're right now in module one, or course overview. Then later on we'll be moving forward to module two, which is related to the introduction of GIS, and then which will go on until later part today. And then we'll be having the first exercise this afternoon, or if we can start this morning, then that will be okay. Then for day two, we'll be beginning module three, which is actually really the meat of this training. So it will be about GIS processes. So we'll be beginning with data input, and then after that particular section, we'll be tackling exercise two, and then proceed with the next section, which is data storage and retrieval after lunch, and then data manipulation and analysis also tomorrow. Then for the exercises of that section, we'll be doing that on day three. Okay. And then finally, the afternoon of day three, we'll be having data output and the exercises after that. The final day, we'll be having the practical exam. So after the exam, we'll be discussing how the exam was, the results of the exam, so that we can just check how we did. And then you will be evaluating the course to see, I'll be passing out questionnaires so that you can evaluate everything from content to methodology to your co-participants and resource person and the training in general, okay? And then siguro logistics, we'll be having lunch break, of course, an hour, siguro, maybe 12 to 1, or let's be flexible, okay? And we'll be having breaks if is anybody okay with having a short recess? Let's say 10 minutes every, let's say, morning or afternoon, so we just have stretching or, you know, merienda. Okay, and then so anybody else has a question with our indicative schedule for the training? Okay. So next will be, we will be using the following data sources. So not all of it, but the data came from the Palawan Biodiversity Corridor database, which is, I think, being housed in PCSD. Next is the Philippine Biodiversity Conservation Priority Setting Program. This was a collaboration of a lot of conservation NGOs in the Philippines and even internationally with DNR also. So this is the data set. This is actually free. So if we'll be using the data set that they produced. Actually, the main convener of this project is Conservation International. Then we'll be using topographic maps of Namria focused in Palawan. Then for software, we'll be using ArcView GIS mostly, and then supplementary software, Excel or Notepad. Then hardware, it's good that we have one computer each so that we can maximize our learning for everybody. And then we have an LCD projector, and if we have time or if we have the equipment, we can try, you know, working on global positioning systems or mobile GIS, so that it would be able to aid you in your project. Okay. So I don't know if everybody was able to get a copy of the, I passed out a questionnaire or a participant's profile before, and then I requested Pierre to send it out to the participants so that you'll be able to answer it. So who was not able to get the copy of it? Okay. Sorry about that. Maybe later on you can add if your expectations are still not here. Okay. So I gave out participants' profile containing questions regarding the content of what you're expecting regarding content, methodology, or regarding your co-participants and even the resource person or logistics. So, and then this is a consolidation of all those all your answers. So, for regarding content, so we want to know or how to use GIS and the uses of GIS, the fundamental concepts of GIS, operating ArcView, how to use data collected in the field. Should cover all aspects of GIS, so we will try our best to do that. Okay, practical for a four-day training, so which is why we will try as much as possible to learn everything. No, hopefully, let's just maximize that time so that we can learn. You can learn everything that you would like to know, and then extensive discussion on GIS applied to conservation of the Philippine forest turtle. Okay, and then read and plot map coordinates. So, for my part, I will try as much as possible to cover all the content that you're expecting for this training. Okay, regarding the methodology, the ones that were written there were we'll be doing workshops. We have handouts, references to be given, systematic for the four-day training. Demonstrations, training kit, and materials. So later on, for those who just arrived, I'll just give out the training manual. We'll have break times. You know? Okay. It will be interactive and hands-on activities. So definitely after presentations, we'll be having exercises. So in total, I think we'll be having four exercises. And then it will be strategic. So I'm not sure exactly what strategic means in that in this context, but maybe I'm thinking if it's strategic for, let's say, application for this Philippine forest turtle project, I think. Yeah? Okay. Then for the participants, so these are the, each of you will be expecting these from your co-participants, so to be eager to learn at all times. Be jolly and generous. So generous in what way? And so answers maybe. And then actively participate. So that would be very good. Then comprehend the topics at the end of the training. So that's a really high expectation of you to be able to absorb the contents of this training. Okay. Share their own ideas. And then be enthusiastic, willing to learn new knowledge, and then willing to help others when there are questions or clarifications. So, since this training will not be exactly, we're not exactly a one-man team, or this is not an individual effort. So, we'll be doing this. We'll be having discussions so that we can maximize our learning for this training. Okay, and then for the resource person, for me, so I'm required to be knowledgeable and open for discussion, so I will. I am, and willing to share knowledge and answer all the questions, so I will try my best. optimistic in dealing with neophytes, and then dedicated, competent enough to impart know-how on GIS, and very good in transferring knowledge of GIS. So I will try my best to fulfill all these expectations. Then any other expectations or you would like to add, which are still not yet mentioned here, this presentation? Okay. Anybody else who would like to add? Okay. So if there's no more, then this is the end of the first module. So thank you very much. And then we'll begin in a few minutes.